Blog Talk Radio.
Metropolitan area for your service.
when it comes to professionalism and aspect of events, give us an idea of some of the things that you will be doing.
Well, good morning, Russell. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. This is Erica. Yeah.
Say hello to Monica.
I'm still here. Hello, Erica. How are you, honey?
Hello. Fantastic. Good morning.
Go ahead. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, the escort agency is to provide companionship and entertainment for corporate men. So we provide fetishes, specialties, and, of course, beautiful women to provide them with company. We are catering to a more executive and corporate and elite clientele mostly. Most men would rather hire an escort because they don't have time for courting a woman, you know, or basically not looking for a relationship. Most traveling businessmen usually don't have time to find a personal date. Also, an escort can be a custom made to your preference, such as black hair or blonde hair, green eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, you know, 5'5", 5'10", and requesting for your company to wear a certain attire, as if you want them to wear a black evening gown or something. So that's what they're looking for.
That's very interesting when you say it could be catered toward what you need. For instance, if it's a black tie affair and it's an elegant gown involved, then they may request an individual to wear a black long gown. And you can copy that. What's happened with most of these services situations, they don't have the opportunity to be professional. And that's where it goes south, in my opinion. When it's not professional and when it's something that could be questionable, then it does not work. There's a big need on the Internet where they have dating services, they have escort services, they have opportunities to meet people, but very few of them are in the category of your company. And I want you to give your name out again. What is the name of the company?
It's Vanity Tent.
Tell us how you came about that name, Vanity, and what does Vanity mean?
Well, when you think of vanity, you think of just sitting in a mirror and just being beautiful. Whatever, you know, vanity is more or less a place where you go and become beautiful. So the service that we're providing are beautiful girls. And I feel like from a range from 1 to 10, 10 is the highest. So our girls are considered a 10.
That's interesting because most people never get to be in the company of a 10. When it comes to men and relationships with women, they sort of have the outlook in magazines. They may look on TV, and they may see what they call a 10. But in reality, a lot of men never get to be in the company of a woman or women who are 10. That's why they have a club years ago was called the Foxtrap. Was in Washington, D.C. Women who came in there were all 10s. If you go to certain aspects of certain venues in the area, most places have somewhere where women are considered to be professional, good-looking, and they're 10s. Most men want to be around women who are good-looking, a 10. Even when you go to Hollywood, they have certain aspects of venues where if you go to these Hollywood parties, you've got to be a 10. They don't have women there that's not a 10. So when you're talking about vanity, that situation there, you have really selected women who are considered to be 10s. And give us the opportunity or give us your opinion. What dictates from a woman's point of view, a woman who is a 10? Men have their point of view of what a 10 is. What is your view or how do they qualify to be a 10? What does a 10 mean to you?
I feel like a 10 to me, besides, okay, businessmen who are professional, life is the only life that they have. So they preference are a very classy but spontaneous woman with class and have total well-being, her table manners, and her etiquette being a woman slash, you know, lady first, and being outgoing, being able to, well-educated also. You have to have education, of course. You can't hold a calming conversation or, you know, a cordial conversation. If you can't hold a cordial conversation with a business person, then there's no way that you guys can even you know, see eye to eye on anything. So someone that they want to conversate without agency provides beautiful presentation and would look excellent on the businessman's arm.
That is excellent description of a 10, and you said something that was so profound, how to speak, how to hold a conversation. You can be drop-dead gorgeous. When you open your mouth, it will shut it down. It will shut it down. You said something that is very, very important when it comes to a woman being in the company of a man. Can she hold an intelligent conversation? Monica, I want you to expand on what you believe a 10 is.
I believe a 10 is, to me, I agree with my sister Erica, and also a woman that can be so many different people of his choice. If he decides that he wants her to be a sexy, what can I say? He may want her to be a school teacher, and she may not be a school teacher, but she can portray the image of being a school teacher to him. And a woman that can betray all these different acts and of scenery as far as being more than one person, to me is a 10. Meaning, I hear some women say, I can be professional, but there's a time when you have someone that can be sexy and not look professional, but sexy and professional at the same time. But there are some people that have business suits on and that looks professional but have no sexiness to them at all.
That's extremely important also when it comes to the aspect of women and men basically connecting with each other. But what you have here is something that men don't really talk about. They're sitting home alone on Saturday night. Saturday night is date night all around the world. Men normally go out to some type of venue unaccompanied, looking half simple, especially if you're an older person. If you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or even 80s, you really don't want to be out at some club or some venue looking like you're unaccompanied, that nobody really wants you. But also, if you're invited somewhere, state dinner or a conference call or a conference dinner or an opportunity to meet with business colleagues, that's where you come in. Give us your phone number and your website for how to get in touch with you.
Okay. My name is Erica. My number is 443-271-8644. And again, it's 443-271-8644. Looking for a companion, attractive woman, very short notice, please contact me, Vanity 10, to get your girl ready for your business trip.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to expand more on where you're located and how far of a distance will your company really expand. I mean, how far of a distance can someone contact you, and how far will you actually go to endure in your company? We'll be right back with Erica and Monica.
Money, 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 money.
There Magazine. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're with Fantasy, and we're talking to Erica, and we're talking to Monica. We're talking about professional women escort service, nothing derogatory, and we want to, this is not anything of derogatory nature. There's nothing involved with sexual, there's nothing involved with what they call derogatory acts or derogatory behavior. This is a strictly professional, upscale company dealing with a need for professional men to have a escort. And we use the word escort in the term that is truly used. An escort is someone to escort you, to be with you at a particular venue or a particular activity. Give us your opinion of what escort means. Erica, you go first.
An escort to me is someone that, exactly what you said, Russell, escorts you to a venue, event, a dinner, a class reunion, travel for company. Basically, we offer superior, we have very sophisticated girls with education, like I said, and very good etiquette about themselves, the way they carry themselves, who can be sexy slash sassy, but still knows how to carry herself as a professional female woman, and we offer a beautiful atmosphere. So we'll be able to do you'll be able to do a meet and greet with the ladies, and we can take it from there.
And I also wanted to add that there's a constant demand for the quality escorts who are discreet, professional, like Erica said, and talented. And men with money have no problem paying for companionship, as long as the girls they're seeing understand privacy and good service. The key, Russell, is companionship, not just entertainment.
That is true. That is true. Basically, what you're offering is, and we want to try it again, is someone to escort you to an event or to a venue or to be in the company of you at a party or dysfunction. And that's where we want to put it, people understand that this is a professional service. This is not something you can look at on the other side of the fence and think for. And most men who are looking for your service understand that. That's why it's so important to associate yourself with men of talent, men of decent moral aspects of life. Because that's what they need. They want to be in the company of women who are professional, decent, understanding, intelligent, and who make them look good. Most men,
exactly, when
they're woman in their arms, they ask to who they are. They walk into a room with a woman on, it gives a flavor to the individual who's there in that room. They look, they people say, wow, he's with this woman, or this woman with him, and there must be something to him because why would she be with him? It gives a flavor to the event and also to the individual. Give us also how and how, what's the range or the area that you cover?
Right now, the range and the area that we cover is the Baltimore, Maryland, and the Washington, D.C. area, the metropolitan area right this minute. We are considering becoming international with the business, you know, coming along, and we are willing to travel. Our girls are really willing to travel however long for, you know, like I said, business trips, events. You know, it's a lot of people that sell the organic gold coffee and stuff like that, and they just need to be accompanied with, a beautiful woman. So we're looking forward to talking to people and having calls come in, and any questions need to be asked, we're here to answer it.
What about the cost? Is it affordable to the common man? Or do you have to be a man with money? What about the guy who needs someone to expose him to his class reunion? He's a regular guy, 9 to 5, engineer, not an extravagant individual, but he just needs an escort to his class reunion. Is it affordable for the common man?
Well, we cater, like I said, more to executive, corporate, and elite men. Yes, our prices would be affordable, considering that your job doesn't have to be six figures, but you do have to have a job. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so someone who's not employed, actually, invest your services.
Exactly, exactly.
Fantastic. We're going to come right back to closing statements. We have Erica and Monica from Fantasy. This is a exciting time for the two of them. They start to get really excited about it. We'll be right back. Erica?
Farouk?
Yes.
Give us your first statement, Erica.
Okay, my closing statement is, like I said, looking if you're looking for companionship, very short notice to the businessmen, of course, and executives and corporate world men, and like I said, we're catering to your needs. We do specialties. We also specialize in men fetishes and being accompanied by our beautiful ladies. Vanity 10 has a very elite staff, and we don't come incorrect under no circumstances. We are at the top, and we do not do the bottom. So I just say support us, and if you have any questions, give me a call, and we'll take it from there. Like my sister Monica said, it's very confidential. No one needs to know this, to know that. No one will ever know that you're out on an escort date. So give us a call and support Vanity 10.
And I also wanted to say something real quick, if possible, Erica, that Russell made a statement as far as if someone see one of our girls out with them. Russell, we hardly ever, our girls look the same. So they always look different. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint that if that's the same girl or not, because they never look the same, always look different.
Exactly.
That's an excellent point also. So they're very versatile. They look different every time you see them. They don't have the same on, the same hair, the same makeup, the same outfit. They're very versatile. So they can look one day one way, another day another way, and they're still looking professional, still looking elegant, still representing the company, but it's a different look. And that's important.
Exactly. And men with age, you know, they have less time courting a woman. You know, when you're up in age, you know what you want and when you want it. And courting a woman can be pretty much a disaster sometimes. You really don't know which way to aim. So, you know, when it comes to courting a woman, you know, it can take forever. It could take months. It could take years. Who knows? But, you know, with our agency, hey, you never know, you know.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a pleasure. We're looking forward to doing business. Everybody wants to get in touch with you. They have the number. They have the opportunity to really take advantage. The holidays are coming. Holidays are the most loneliest time in the Washington metro area. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
And I'm glad you said that, Russell, because our grand opening is the weekend of Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a big day. Valentine's Day is the litmus test for love. What you're going to have, to get to Valentine's Day, you're going to have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then Valentine's Day is the litmus for love. It's the litmus test for love. And you can know what you got in any situation on Valentine's Day. And by you opening up your grand opening Valentine's Day 2016, will be an opportunity for people to meet someone if they have no one. If they meet someone of caliber, they can do that at your grand opening and also use the service. So that's an excellent time to open up for a grand opening, Valentine's Day, because that is the litmus test for love. You know whether you have someone who's with you or someone who's involved with you or someone that cares about you on Valentine's Day. It's the day of love and letting you know everything. Love. So that's an excellent time. We'll talk more about the grand opening. This has been Be There Magazine in the Morning. I'm your host, Russell Price. All our advertisers and all our sponsors are affiliates of them. They're not affiliated with Be There Magazine, affiliated with their company, and we support everyone. We're here every Monday morning, every Tuesday morning, every Thursday morning, every Wednesday morning, every Friday morning. We Be There Magazine in the Morning. See you tomorrow morning.